The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. Weekdays 9 to noon. Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News. Right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA at 6:12. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John on vacation, back on Monday. Since Pittsburgh is officially Gotham City, at least for the summer, we're going back to the beginning. The man who bought the Batman rights in 1977 when no one else wanted it was Michael Uslan. The executive producer of the Batman movies joins us on KDK. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. What did you know that nobody else knew back then?
Well, I knew that if Batman was returned to his original dark roots from 1939 as a creature of the night stalking criminals from the shadows, and if we could make the world forget about Pow, Zap, and Wham, and a funny pot-bellied Batman, that our hero, the guy who I have loved since I was 8 years old, could be the start of a brand new type of movie that nobody had ever seen before, a serious comic book movie, a dark superhero, and that the world would hopefully embrace what I always thought was the really true Batman.
So you got on this bandwagon. It was a bandwagon of one in the beginning. And slowly, you turned them.
Yeah, it was absolutely one. In fact, when I bought the rights from DC Comics with my partner, the president at that time was a wonderful, wonderful man. And he said to me, Michael, since Batman went off the air on TV, it's as dead as a dodo. Nobody is interested in Batman anymore. Is there any way I can talk you out of this? And he was very kindly, but slowly but surely. But it took 10 years from the time we bought the rights till the first movie was made in 1989. What I thought would be a slam dunk turned into a human endurance contest, and I was turned down by every studio in Hollywood.
So this is one of those great success stories because obviously it has been wildly popular and everybody, even people who didn't follow the franchise, are looking forward to the one they're filming in Pittsburgh right now.
Well, it's a very exciting time. And what I learned on this journey is that if you're willing to get up off your butt to make something happen in life and not just think you're entitled to have the world come to you, and if you believe with your heart and soul in your work and in yourself and you're willing to persevere and knock on doors until your knuckles bleed, even though everyone tells you you stink and your ideas are terrible, you can make your dreams come true, and that's exactly what happened for me.
So you've actually took what you've learned and put it into a book form.
I did. After going through that long, hard journey, when everyone says no to you and doors are slamming in your face all the time, I really had to look to my own roots, what the lessons my parents gave me, the influence of some great teachers, and what happened where I was able to take my passion in life, comic books and Batman, and turn it into my work. So at age 8, I was the boy who loved Batman, and today I'm a guy whose job is to report to a sandbox every day and play with my favorite toys.
So what do you do when you're not dealing with the Batman stuff?
Well, my world is largely built around comic books. We have other projects dealing with other comic book characters that we're developing. And on the side, I've been writing everything from Batman graphic novel to Archie Gets Married and just having a grand old time as a guy who gets to be 16 for the rest of my life, no matter how gray I'm getting.
God, am I jealous. I mean, although I love my work and I really do enjoy radio because I get to meet interesting people every single day, it sounds like you found one of those rare places in life where you're, I think they call that self-actualization.
Well, I'll tell you, Larry, my dad had it. My dad was a stonemason, and he worked 6 days a week his whole life, loved what he did. He was a real artist and craftsman, and would get up before dawn every day with a big smile on his face, couldn't wait to get to work. And growing up in a house like that, you learn to want that for yourself. I just had to figure out what my bricks and stones were, and I figured it was comic books and movies, and that really is why I've written this book. To let young people in particular know that it is possible to follow your passions and make your dreams come true.
The Boy Who Loved Batman, and you can log on to theboywholovedbatman.com, producer Michael Uslan, who's living the dream. Well, we appreciate you sharing the story. We want to find out much more about it, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thanks, and thanks to everybody out there in Gotham City, a.k.a. Pittsburgh.
And coming up, the girl who loved traffic and the boy who loved news. A News Radio 1020 KDKA. 617.